So the latest film from Alex Garland, Civil War, which looks to be potentially one of the most divisive films of the entire year, has hit theaters. Let's review it. Civil War is written and directed by Alex Garland and stars Kirsten Dunst, Wagner Moura, Kaylee Spaney, and Stephen McKinley Henderson. In the near future, a group of war journalists attempt to survive while reporting the truth as the United States stands on the brink of civil war. Hey everybody, welcome back to Movie Morning, and today I'm going to be reviewing one of the films that I've been most curious about this year, and that is Alex Garland's Civil War. Now, there's a couple things I was really interested in when it comes to this movie. Number one, when they first dropped the trailer, it seemed like a movie that I would really enjoy. But at the same time, I really wasn't sure how it was going to land because it felt like such a departure from what I'm used to from Alex Garland. Now, when it comes to Alex Garland, I'm a very casual fan of his. I've never seen Men, which came out a few years ago, but I did see both Annihilation and Ex Machina, the latter, pretty recently, and I liked both of them, but they both felt like movies, knowing my taste, that I should have enjoyed a lot more. And the trailer for this movie seemed like such a departure from what Alex Garland has done before, not being a very sci-fi like story at all, and being a little more realistic. Although I guess now that I'm saying that out of the post-apocalyptic feel, I guess kind of could fall into that category, but I definitely wouldn't put this under there. And at the same time, it was coming out during election year. Now I do not live in the United States. I don't have much skin in the game or anything. But I thought it was an interesting choice, to say the least. Another thing that got me really interested was that this was going to be A24's, I believe. First, I believe most expensive movie ever at $50 million. It was going to be releasing in IMAX, and although I didn't get to see it there, I like the idea of A24 with the amount of creativity they allow their directors and filmmakers and writers to show to be giving bigger budgets out and telling even more creative and risky stories. And Civil War absolutely is what I want when it comes to stories like that. And the press has been around this movie's been a little weird. Alex Garland's been saying that this could be his last directorial feature, and I think, having seen the movie, I think that could be pretty disappointing. But a couple things I was really interested about going into this: did this movie deliver? Does it live up to the hype you've been hearing on film Twitter over the last month or so? Or is it just going to be a movie that we all forget in a couple of weeks? Well, you can find out right here. And you know, this is one of those times where I just don't want to beat around the bush. I loved this movie. This is easily Alex Garland's best movie so far, if you ask me personally. And I think there's so many ways in which I think this movie improves on what Alex Garland, I think, has done not the best in the past, but also takes what's worked well about his movies. And that is that he has this art house approach and very niche way of telling stories and way of focusing in on the characters. But I think this movie does all of that, but with it also be a fun, I wouldn't say fun, but a spectacle to experience, and at the same time give you really important messages, and also at the same time give characters that are maybe a little more, I wouldn't say likable, but more personable. And I think all of that is what makes this movie much better, in my opinion, than the Alex Garland movies I've seen before this. But the first thing I loved about this movie right off the bat is that it doesn't take any clear stance on the political divide that's caused America to go the way it is inside of this movie. And it instead holds up a mirror to the audience and shows what, political divide just spinning so far out of control could lead to. And at the same time, lets the audience make up their own mind about who's in the right, who's in the wrong, and really just wants to show the amount of horror that could be caused. And it's a very realistic movie in the sense that it just feels tangible in the way it's shot, but also that it feels like all of this could actually happen. And I think that's what makes it so terrifying. And this is easily the scariest horror movie I've seen in a while. It's not a horror movie by any means, but it just feels so visceral because it feels real. And I think what it does really well is it reflects the jobs of the characters in the movie really well, because journalists, or photojournalists in this case, the ones in this movie, aren't out to make a statement or try to convince people to believe in a certain, side in this movie, but rather just show the truth as it is and let the audience make up their own mind. That's exactly what Alex Garland is doing here. I think it's such a great direction to go with, because it doesn't alienate anybody, and instead can create some actual interesting discussions around this movie, but also could go a little out of control, but we're going to ignore that. And I think it makes for a movie that's so much more thoughtful and actually really leaves you to ponder at every scene about, okay, who's in the right here? Is everyone in the wrong? Is all this violence necessary? Of course it's not. And it just leaves you thinking so about so much. And there's a few scenes in this movie that are going to be engraved in my head for the rest of the year that were so well done. And there's a lot of long scenes and montages of characters just taking in the moment, or the horror of the moment in this case. And you're almost there supposed to be kind of formulating what all this is worth for, and trying to figure out exactly what the character is here for. And it's just such a great direction to go with this movie that I think it works so, and makes for a movie that's a lot more engaging thematically, and at the same time, film-wise, very much does what it's trying to do, and that is just showing you how horrific things can truly get. And the third act is the best example of this, because a lot of people would say that it's not very character-driven, quote unquote, but it's all about the intensity in capturing the war that's happening, while again just showing how much destruction is going on, and for you to make up your own mind. Like, it takes such a neutral stance because the journey is from the perspective of these photojournalists, who I'll talk about in just a second, and at the same time, it closes out their journeys super well. And speaking of that, I love this movie's focus on the main characters in this film. Now, the main characters in this film, what I love compared to Alex Garland's previous movies, at least the ones I've seen, is that there's a few of them that we latch on to, like all of his movies, but the difference here is I feel like they have more complete arcs and stories that I think are a lot easier to resonate with. And there's such great bookends when it comes to each of these characters, like Kirsten Dunst's character, who I think this is probably the best I've ever seen her. My introduction to her was, of course, the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies, but I've never been the biggest fan of her portrayal as MJ. But when it comes to this movie, she is perfectly plays, on the one hand, a cold and distant character, but you can completely understand why she is that, because she's a photojournalist who's just meant to then basically become this person who has to take in so much brutality, like from such a neutral perspective, and just capturing all of it in such a cold manner. At least it comes off that way, and that's almost turned her that way. And I think by the way her story goes, it is very moving what happens in the third act, even though with the particular nature of the movie being very focused on just showcasing this from a photojournalism perspective, feels like a very big event. It's almost passed by really quickly, but it 100% fits for this movie, and I loved her character's journey. But the standout for me was probably Kaylee Spaney, who I don't know if I've ever seen in a movie, but she was in Priscilla last year, and she's going to be, I believe, the lead in Alien Romulus. I'm very excited for that, and she's awesome in this movie. She, again, the way they begin her story, and when she first meets Kirsten Dunst's character, Lee, and the way they close it out, there's such a great bookend that I just love, and that's the exact kind of payoff that I love to have with characters. And then even Wagner Moura is great. He plays a character by the name of Joe, who's, I believe, like the interviewer of the group, and in this case, he's just, for the most part, traveling along with them. And this movie is very much a road trip movie, but just a very heavy and brutal road trip movie that I think the best thing about it is that it balances kind of being an art house A24 film, but at the same time, being a film that I think a lot more people can watch because it is pretty fast paced. It's pretty breezy to get through, and it has a lot of spectacle that's very intense and very immersive to watch. And I think at the same time, I mentioned the characters. I think they're pretty easy to latch on to almost right off the bat. And I think a lot of them have complete arcs, and I think that works really well. And I think they're just great all-around characters, even though we don't know much about them from before this Civil War happened. In fact, we don't really know about much at all about this world before the Civil War happened, or how it happened. And I think that's what's so great about the movie, is that it shows you can just really get invested in the character based off their personality and what their goal is. And you completely understand everybody and what they're doing. And Jesse, for example, played by Kaylee Spaney, is, you know, she's the person who is still a little bright and dreamy about all this. She very much has a very clear idea of what she wants to do, and this is all still fresh for her, and it's exciting. While we have all the other characters who are a bit jaded from all of this, but at the same time, they know their job and they do it. So that's enough about the characters. What I wanted to talk about next was that it again manages to be a thoughtful film, but balanced and have a lot of social commentary without picking sides, but manages to balance that with being a I would say, pretty fast-paced, big-screen spectacle that isn't targeting just a niche audience. But the issue here is that, of course, it is a pretty brutal movie in the sense that a lot of the images are very scary in terms of them being so realistic. But very little time is wasted in this movie. And even again, how the Civil War started and all that isn't ever really explained. I don't really consider that a spoiler. But every scene in this movie has beautiful shots or really intense action, which is going to make I feel like a lot of people get through this movie a lot easier compared to, say, something like Ex Machina, which is very slow. But it's all in service of the main story, which is this road trip the characters are having, which is basically you visiting different parts of America, showcasing how different people are reacting to the Civil War, and at the same time, how that inadvertently impacts the Civil War. And I think it's such a great cycle that it shows to display all the horrors that this political divide taken this far has caused. And speaking on the spectacle, this movie has beautiful yet absolutely horrifying cinematography and shots. And that 100% comes down to the nature of this movie, where there are some absolutely spectacular sequences that are set at night that have really great lighting. They're so dark, yet you can clearly see everything and it looks amazing. But what you're seeing is, again, tons of people being gunned down and just shots, really bloody moments. And there's so much happening in the background of every shot. Like, there's a shot in this movie where a character mentions to look out for something in the background, and the camera pans like outwards, and how out of focus that thing in the background is, but also how clearly you can see it. I've never seen that technique used as well as in that shot. It's very hard to explain, but it involves characters on a roof, and I think you'll know what I'm talking about if you've seen the movie. Then there's a scene in a forest fire, which is spectacular, and the third act is just an all-out intense, gritty, and dark, and very boots-on-the-ground war being captured. And again, this movie, like I mentioned already, also again, it's so gritty and it has this very visceral feel to it because almost every scene, you're only really seeing what the photojournalists are seeing. There's only like one extended shot in this movie where I can kind of see there's an argument against that. But because of that, there's so many of these tight and comfortable close-ups in very, what would usually be very big shootouts. But Alex Garland, a lot of the time, avoids these big, like panning shots of cities, although there are a lot of establishing shots that show that. Instead, almost all the action is filmed from the character perspective. A lot of it is ground level, and I think it just captures this immersive quality that is rare in a movie. And there's tons of scenes in this movie, like the third act, that are incredibly intense, yet spectacle-wise, deliver what you want. But there's a couple scenes in this movie. The one that stands out to me right away is the one involving Jesse Plemons, which you've seen in the trailer. Again, he's not in much more than that one scene, but it is one of the most intense scenes I've ever seen in a movie, especially in a movie theater. And I would say maybe only in a movie theater because I feel like I remember those experiences more. But I was like grabbing my pants and holding it really hard because I just could not believe how intense and how long it was dragging things out, considering I thought it was pretty clear where the scene was going, but you're just waiting for, things to go down without spoiling it. And it is so intense. And Jesse Plemons, man, his line delivery in that scene, I mean, you can clearly tell that this is one of those cases where, because he's married to Kirsten Dunst and she's the lead of this movie, they easily got a hold of him to be in this one scene, but he gives everything to the scene. And it's again, one of the most intense scenes I've ever seen in a movie. And it is incredible. And when it comes to the rest of the movie, the sound design, there are some jump scares in this movie in terms of not like scenes where a character pops out, but like very quick switches to different scenes and just really loud gunshots that are shocking. And this is a really loud movie. And again, that's why it almost feels more like a blockbuster, even though it has a lot more to say than what you usually expect. And I truly think this movie has some of the best war scenes we've seen this decade so far. Not that there's been tons of war movies, but this is one of the best ones I've seen. And the last thing that I really felt leaving the theater, all that was great, and I would just loved how much this movie made me think about things, how much it made me want to take a side without telling me, and instead just showing me this story and the horrors that can be caused and making me feel scared. And it did all of that incredibly and told me a great story with great characters. What really came to my mind as the movie ended was that I have never really seen a movie like this. And I think that's one thing that Alex Garland has done really well with so far with Ex Machina Annihilation, again, Never Seen Men. He continues to make movies that are unlike any movie I've ever seen. And I'm not saying that these movies have never been made, but the fact that I haven't been fully made aware of them, I think, is a pretty good indication that there are probably pretty obscure films that are, again, very much cult hits. But Alex Garland, I feel like, is making movies that are reaching the zeitgeist, reaching film fans of today that are so different from what we usually get. That's why I really hope this isn't his last directorial effort, because even though I would say this is the first film of his that I've truly loved, I think he's such an interesting filmmaker, and I hope that he continues to make movies. Obviously, he'll continue to write, and I think a lot of his written efforts have been great as well. But I hope this isn't the last time we see a film from him where he's behind the camera. And I don't really have much more to say. Again, if I were to nitpick a little bit, and I feel like that's really all I can do with this movie, because I think it's honestly a near perfect movie, is, and again, I loved watching it. It went by so quickly, it was shocking to me. Like, I really did not expect to go see an Alex Garland movie in theaters and feel like it was over in like 10 minutes. But anyways, I think the thing that I noticed the most that I could potentially nitpick is that there were some really weird transitions in terms of music a couple of times, where I think it's meant to reflect a lot of the conflicting tones in certain scenes. Like, there are a couple moments in this movie that have funny moments in them, but are horrific in every single way and are very dark. But the music still felt off to me. A lot of that, it isn't score, but rather just music they've taken from, yeah, again, just the real world. And there were some really jarring tonal shifts that happened in my head because of the music choices. And the other thing I will say is, I did mention earlier that the third act has a couple of moments that I think a lot of people would say went by a little too quickly. And I think for the style and perspective this movie is told its story from, it 100% makes sense. And even how it mirrors, or how it, I would say, bookends a scene from earlier. I think people know what I'm talking about. There's a scene towards the end of this movie where a character gets shot. I'm not going to say too much, but it felt like there should have been more weight to that scene, even though it 100% fits, again, the way the story was told. But that's just a personal preference, I feel like. I don't know if it would have worked better for the movie overall. But overall, Civil War is an intense, thoughtful, and absolute journey of a movie. It's, again, it's a road trip movie that just takes you on an adventure that all at the same time manages to be entertaining in the sense that there's big screen spectacle, but absolutely horrifying images being shown. It really makes you reflect by putting a mirror to you pretty much while showing you all these insane events and visiting all these different places that showcase the Civil War from so many different perspectives. What's so horrifying about it is it genuinely feels real. And on all technical levels, this movie looks beautiful. It's so well directed. There's a few ways things are shot, like the way photos are taken and how they're shown in the movie. Some of the most creative directing I've seen recently. And Alex Garland continues to be one of the most interesting directors working today. I'm going to give Civil War an A. And for me, this is a movie that you absolutely have to see in theaters on the biggest screen you can. I believe this movie was filmed for IMAX as soon as you can. And when it hits home video, this one you'll absolutely want to add to your collection. Please go see this movie. Show A24 that they can make big budget movies and that they can still give their creatives tons of freedom like this to make risky movies, and that it's going to pay off. Because I think this movie, 8 months from now when the Oscars roll around, I don't think people will be talking about it as much as they should, but I really hope this movie's up for Academy Awards and up for even stuff like Best Picture by this time next year when the Oscars roll around again. Thank you guys so much for listening, as always. Please, please go see this movie. It is absolutely spectacular. And in a couple days, I'll finally have my review of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire out. I'm finally seeing it this weekend. The movie released 3 weeks late here for some reason. But make sure to let me know what you guys thought of Civil War in the Q&A section over on Spotify. And did you like the fact that this film didn't really make a statement on what was happening in the story, but rather just tried to give you all the information to put it together yourselves or make up your own mind? I'm really curious to see what you guys say. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll catch you all next time. Bye-bye.